And now please help me welcome Kathy Herod this morning with us.
Guess I better turn it on. Well, thank you, and thanks for joining us this morning. You know, it's something called, what, International Women's Day, and what, women aren't supposed to be working, and you're supposed to not spend any money. So what does that make me want to do? Work as hard as I possibly can today and spend as much money as I possibly can today. I think that's the way I respond to International Women's Day, is what my thinking was this morning. I want to just do a few opening remarks before we get to the main event. I first want to make sure everyone, it's an answer to prayer at Center for Arizona Policy. Michael Clark has joined us as our new legislative counsel, so everyone welcome Michael. Michael comes to us most recently from being a law clerk for Arizona Supreme Court Justice Andy Gould. He, before that, of course, law school, but before that, interestingly enough, he has a PhD in world religion from Southern Seminary. And I share that because it's one of those examples of, you know, we want to get more engaged in what should CAP be doing on worldview at this point in time. And here God brings us someone who's got a worldview background. So I love these reminders from the Lord that he's not forgotten us. Because sometimes at the Capitol, you can almost wonder. Not really. But let me just mention, one thing I would ask for you to pray for is this afternoon at 2 o'clock, the House Judiciary Committee is going to hear the bill we have to protect doctors and nurses from discrimination in employment regarding end-of-life issues. And what we're seeing at the Capitol, no surprise, but how much the opposition is trying to distort and mislead and lie about every issue we are dealing with. So on the end-of-life rights of conscience bill, it's that doctors would be able to ignore loved ones' dying wishes. No, that's not what the bill would do. But it would say the doctor or the nurse who doesn't want to provide XYZ treatment that could cause death, that some kind of end-of-life provision, that they are protected from being demoted, from being fired, from being challenged in their employment, that they can still follow their beliefs, just like a doctor or nurse can regarding abortion. So that's up at 2 o'clock. It's already passed the Senate. We anticipate a favorable House Judiciary outcome today. Next week, next Wednesday, on the 15th, we'll have the Delivered Alive bill. And I'm not going to go into a lot of these details. We've got our fact sheets, but I encourage you to go on our bill tracker at our website. But the Delivered Alive bill, we've had the best way to describe this is a tragic story in Arizona where a baby survived an abortion, was left basically to die for an hour. The baby was about a pound, was about 22 weeks, 3 days, and nothing was done to save this precious child. The baby was basically left to die. So we in law enforcement, we've had a law in the books since 1975 that says you have to use all medical skills and means available to take care of a child in this circumstance. But it obviously was ignored, and so we, law enforcement, said we need to beef up our law, we need to change it, so we're doing that. And what they're saying about that bill is that it would apply to all births, and so it's somehow cruel that a child who's only going to survive, whatever the issue is, that it's better to wrap the child up, give comfort care to the child, let mom hold the child until the child passes, rather than try to help the child survive and give the child any kind of life-saving means. Much of the conflict that's coming on both of these bills are people that don't like current law. And what it's unveiling, as much as anything, is current laws not being followed. And so there's a lot being uncovered through these bills. So if you know of any stories of babies who have been born before 24 weeks, let us know. We're looking for those stories. And everyone thinks that you can't do an abortion in Arizona after 24 weeks. That is not the law. The law is that if the baby could survive outside the womb, you can't do the abortion unless it's for the life or the health of the mother. And now the health of the mother is a huge exception, but still, abortion clinics are advertising abortions through 23 weeks, 6 days, and we know babies are surviving at 22 weeks. So right there, we know the likelihood that some of these babies can survive an abortion, and they better be taking care of them. So that's the bill we've got up next week. And then we also have a homeschool bill next week. If any of you are homeschool people, homeschool students who are 18 and trying to get a job at daycare centers have been told they have to have a high school diploma. But when they come in with their homeschool high school diploma, they say that's not good enough. It needs to be a public school or a GED or something like that. So this law will say, no, no, no. The homeschool high school diploma qualifies as a diploma, and you can hire these people for daycare jobs and other similar type jobs. So just fixing that problem in the law. And I won't go into the school choice issue a lot today, but if any of you have questions or concerns about what's going on with empowerment scholarship accounts, what we are trying to do is expand ESAs to basically any public or charter school student would be eligible for an ESA to go to the school their parents choose after a phase-in of about 4 years. A lot of what's being said about that bill isn't accurate. But this is where we believe, at CAP, we believe that it's up to the parents how they educate their child. So we want parents to have a wide range of choices, whether it's public, charter, online, homeschool, public school, all those choices. And so we want to support parents in those choices. Votes are extremely close. And this is the year, if we are going to do a more broad school choice, you know, we've been a leader in school choice, but if we're going to have school choice with every child being eligible for school choice, it's going to have to be this year. The political dynamics, next year it's an election year, and then you kind of go beyond, this is the year to get it done. So we're hopefully going to be able to get that done. So just wanted to give you that little bit of an update.